Along the Yadkin River, ospreys fly overhead. The uninhabited Uwari National Forest hugs one side of the shore, and riverkeeper Dean Nauyax pulls off the throttle on his boat, coming to a stop.
Power of the river now. Run through those lines. What you can hear is the electricity that's being created by the four major hydropower dams.
Simply put, this electricity is worth billions of dollars. Alcoa wants another federal license to operate the dams, generate power, and sell it for the next half century. Their last license ran out in 2008, and since then they have operated on an annual permit while pursuing another 50-year license. But in order to receive a federal license, they first need a water quality permit from the state. Nauyax is opposed.
There's all sorts of buried contamination. There's PCBs that have been running into the lake, cyanide that we know is running in the lake. You know, Alcoa needs to be responsible for that and be held accountable for cleaning up and whatever the cost is, clean up their toxic waste that they've been putting here for decades, you know.
The riverkeeper is joined in his opposition by the governor's administration and a majority of Stanley County commissioners. Alcoa's stance is that some, not all, of the PCBs in Baden Lake came from when Alcoa was producing aluminum. Kevin Anton is chief sustainability officer for Alcoa.
It is a very well-studied site. It's been studied by Alcoa. It's been studied by Diener. It's been studied by EPA. In our country, those are the organizations that we've given the task to policing companies and policing the environment.
Anton says Alcoa has reached an agreement with the EPA, as well as the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources, Diener, to cap the lake. This means Alcoa will put down a bed of clay several feet high across 5 acres of Baden Lake in an effort to stop any further spread of PCB contamination. Now, initially, the state granted a 401 water quality certification, but revoked it in December of 2010. The Division of Water Quality said Alcoa submitted an incorrect application and intentionally withheld information pertaining to water quality standards. Alcoa says it's being overblown, and they're at more than 99% compliance of the standards in question at two dams. At two other dams, Alcoa concedes upgrades are needed to meet water quality standards. A judge is expected to rule next week whether Alcoa can apply for a new water quality certificate with or without prejudice. The state declined comment for this story because of ongoing litigation. Meanwhile, in the small town of Baden, about 50 miles northeast of Charlotte, where Alcoa has had an operation for nearly 100 years, the community is divided.
When I was growing up, my goal was to work at Alcoa one day because I knew they paid well.
65-year-old Macy Henson worked at Alcoa for 31 years.
Having retired from there and looking back and seeing some of the things that are going on now, they also did some things that were not correct.
Alcoa owns about 40,000 acres of land in Stanley County, where the aluminum plant used to be. Jim Harrison is the mayor. He says this all has less to do with the environment and more to do with land use and the money at stake.
With this deal, what they're trying to do to me, the folks that are involved in it, are trying to take it away from Alcoa rather than buy it from Alcoa.
The company says it hasn't received a fair offer from the state for the dams. They're old, and Alcoa plans to invest $240 million for updates and improvements should it receive a 50-year license. Alcoa says annual revenues from the electricity produced are between $8 and $10 million, but opponents contend the company is making more. Alcoa believes selling the dams, with a long-term license, could be worth about $400 million.
What is the future? If and when you get a 50-year license, do you plan on being here for the next 50 years?
That's a bridge we'll cross when we get to it, but for right now we're focused on getting the license, and then we'll figure out the long term.
In the short term, this ongoing debate about the money and the environment remains contentious. Alcoa needs a state water quality certificate before it can proceed. A long-term license is still, at least, a year away. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.